Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. Then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We have completed the vast majority of those technical discussions, which were primarily focused on making this cessation real and improving the level of humanitarian assistance and thereby getting the parties to the table so we can have a serious negotiation about how to end this war.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and a siege that left the suburb in ruins. A car bomb blast in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores more, and Turkish authorities say they will retaliate. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. The group has taken responsibility for at least one other police station attack. A police official in Sierra Leone says three officers were detained, questioned in connection with the shooting deaths of two demonstrators. This month, residents in Karbala protested against the relocation of a youth village. Police fired live rounds after the demonstration turned violent. This is VOA News. Today is a day of national mourning in Italy for the victims of this week's deadly earthquake in the central part of the country. Meantime, rescuers still trying to remain hopeful about finding survivors from the earthquake, but progress has slowed. Rescuer Rosana D'Arienzo works with specially trained dogs to identify survivors and those who died in the quake.
They can found, let's say, the smell of people, both a live one or the recently dead. So we just put the dog on the collapsed building. When they found something, they tell us that there is something outside.
More than 280 people died in the 6.2 magnitude quake. An Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who declared a state of emergency in the affected areas, has promised to rebuild the shattered towns, pledged an immediate $55 million in funds for relief and rebuilding. UN Refugee Agency has expressed some concern that the agreement between the European Union and Turkey to curb the flow of refugees into Europe could unravel. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler says the UNHCR is following the situation closely. He tells VOA the agency cannot afford to be complacent and has to be prepared for any contingencies.
We don't see any other alternative. There is no plan B. So we are very worried that if this situation changes, we might see again the widespread suffering by people, deaths at sea, and so on.
Spindler accuses the EU of not living up to its commitments. Last September, he notes the EU agreed to relocate 160,000 refugees in Greece and Italy among 24 member countries. To date, he says, fewer than 4,000 asylum seekers have been relocated. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Some analysts saying a decision by France's highest administrative court declaring the ban on burkinis illegal may stop more towns from prohibiting the full-body swimsuits worn mostly by Muslim women. But a battle continues between those who want to reaffirm the secular nature of French society and the country's Muslims. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban on burkinis with the blessing of some high officials in the national government. Prime Minister Manuel Valls has said the swimsuit represents the enslavement of women. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And in this edition of the program, we're taking you to the place called the Motor City to celebrate the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival. And the Detroit Jazz Festival truly is a Detroit Jazz Festival, with lots of emphasis on the wonderful musicians who were born and raised in Detroit. Among them, the gentleman who will be the artist in residence this year. It is part of their Detroit Jazz Festival Homecoming series to bring back artists who were born and raised in Detroit, and Ron Carter, the master bassist, is the artist in residence with various concerts each and every day of the 4 days of the festival. In fact, he and his Nonette will kick off the festival on Friday, the 2nd of September, with shows to follow that with various aggregations, everything from a trio to a quartet to a big band on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the Labor Day holiday weekend in Detroit. It's always fun to be there if you're a jazz fan, and it's all for free. Let's begin this set of music here on VOA's Jazz America with music by Ron Carter. Here's the song Loose Change, a small group setting for him from his album entitled When Skies Are Gray. Ron Carter, Detroit's own, to begin this hour-long celebration of the Detroit Jazz Festival 2016 here on VOA's Jazz America.
but let me be lonely. You won't believe it, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. Tend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else. Somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing. Night time is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. There's no love for nobody else. Nobody else. This suspense is killing me. I can't stand uncertainty. Tell me now, I need to know whether you want me to stay or to go.
One of the great vocalists who will be performing at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival, the international vocal sensation Cyril Ami, French father, Dominican Republic mother, born in France near Django Reinhardt's original home, and she used to sneak off and perform with the gypsy musicians. And a little bit of gypsy in the song you just heard from her album, It's a Good Day, her version of Love Me or Leave Me. She's just one of the vocalists performing in Detroit this year. And others, in addition to the ones I've already played on the program, include Sharonae Wade, Roberta Gamberini, Lisa Fisher, Luciana Souza, and others. One thing I've noticed in conversations with jazz musicians here on VOA's Jazz America over the years is that you have to diversify. You have to do as many different things as you possibly can, not only to flourish in your career, but simply to just make a living. Well, one of those very busy artists is Jason Moran, who'll be performing at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival with his more rhythmic and modern and funky electric band, Bandwagon. He not only makes music, but also he is the director of jazz at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and the SF Jazz Collective in San Francisco. I had a chance to speak with Jason Moran not long ago. Here's that conversation, followed by some music from Jason Moran and Bandwagon.
I'm here at the Jazz Connect Conference, and Jason Moran is here just finishing one of a couple of exhibitions as part of this conference. And first of all, Jason, congratulations on all your recent activity. That's what I want to talk about, and good to see you.
It's a pleasure to see you again.
We're talking about at Jazz Connect Conference, the state of jazz today, and mostly I want to know right now about the state of Jason Moran jazz today. Now, I know, and folks may not know around the world, they think of Washington, D.C. as the center of the United States of America, and in many ways it is, and now you are directing jazz at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., as well as being involved in San Francisco. And living in New York City and being from Houston, Texas, another great music center, you just got all four corners of the whole country just covered.
That's one way to look at it.
I guess I just did.
Yeah, but, you know, okay, so I'll say this then. The state of the music is like one in, like I'm really trying to look at my audiences now. I'm trying to see, like, who's coming in the door and why, you
yes.
know? And what do they enjoy about the experience? What do they think they could gain, you know, from the experience? And I'm, you know, I want to present the music in a way that continues to show all the different angles and shades and sides of the music, not like this is just how it sounds. So at some point, I had to change all that up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I thought that I was given.
We're next.
I thought I was given the opportunity to actually try this on a national scale
mm-hmm.
in Washington, D.C., at the
mm-hmm.
Kennedy Center in San Francisco. And the beautiful thing that they've given me is really like an open canvas to say, okay, well, you know, considering the music, what do you think can go here, you know? And it's a very fortunate position to be in.
From his album Modernistic, here's the song Planet Rock on Jazz America from VOA 1. one great American guitarist, John Abercrombie, paying homage to a great English-born jazz guitarist, John McLaughlin. That's John Abercrombie and Follow Your Heart. From his Salute to the Mahavishnu Orchestra, Visions of an Inner Mounting Apocalypse. I love that title. John Abercrombie will be playing with an organ trio on Saturday, the 3rd of September, at this year's Detroit Jazz Festival. I've got more of our celebration of Who's Playing Detroit 2016 coming right up. As a matter of fact, you're about to hear another fine guitarist. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And this message, short and sweet, came from Cyril Ziorkley. He lives in Accra, Ghana. And he writes, "Hi, Russ. I love jazz. I listen to Jazz America every Saturday and Sunday on 98.1 FM locally." Well, thank you, Cyril. I certainly do enjoy the fact that you are enjoying jazz and Jazz America each week. And I'm happy to share with you and everybody else listening in Accra around the world the joys of what's happening at this year's Detroit Jazz Festival. Now, jazz festivals, in a way, are kind of like a family reunion as artists get together with other artists that maybe they don't see that often, but they know well. And sometimes they collaborate with a performance, such as the case with what we'll hear on Monday, the 5th of September, Labor Day, when John Schofield takes the stage beside keyboardist Brad Meldow and percussionist and electronics expert Mark Juliana. That should be a most interesting and unique trio. They first worked together, did Mr. Schofield and Mr. Meldow, back in the year 2000 on John's album called Works for Me. And now they're getting back together again. Here's some music from Works for Me from Schofield, Meldow and Associates to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America as we salute those that'll be taking the stage at the Detroit Jazz Festival this year. Thank you. from his album El País de las Maravillas. That is the terrific young Cuban-born pianist Harold Lopez Nusa with the song entitled Icha. Hope you enjoyed that, and it's just a taste of some of the international flavor that will be part of the Detroit Jazz Festival lineup for 2016. In fact, another Cuban-born pianist, Alfredo Rodriguez, who also has a brilliant new recording, he's playing Detroit this year, too. And if I have time, I'll try to fit in some of his music later on this hour, which continues now with conversation I enjoyed with the terrific drummer, composer, band leader, and award winner, Terry Lynn Carrington. Back in 2011, she took the stage with an all-female band called the Mosaic Project. And in 2016, she's reforming that all-female band for another session in Detroit. Here's some thoughts about powerful women in jazz, joining with Terry Lynn Carrington, and then we'll hear from her latest release with the Mosaic Project here on VOA's Jazz America. I am speaking to a woman who appears to be on a one-woman crusade to make sure that the world knows that the powerful women in the music world are in charge at this point in history. It's five with me, Terry Lynn Carrington. It's great to see you. What a wonderful performance tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you.
Well, with Mosaic and all those incredible women that came together, it says to the world of instrumental music and vocal music that, like I said, the women are in charge. I've been getting this feeling in my soul with all the turmoil in the world that if the mother spirit of the universe would just take over, things would be so much better. And through the arts, I think this can happen. I wonder if you've had those sort of thoughts yourself.
Yes, I think I've always thought that, actually. You know, maybe there wouldn't be so many wars and so much violence and, you know, more nurturing, you know, on a global level. That would be wonderful. You know, I'm not sure how much the arts affects all that, but we're trying to plug away and hope that it affects a little bit.
Well, you know, it does affect people when you're on tour. You're performing in a hall, or in this case, under the skies of Detroit. And the women on stage with the microphone in their hand are preaching, are speaking the words of peace and unity as opposed to division and turmoil. It's coming through, and it comes through from the artists. They're perfect people to give that message.
Yes, I agree. And I just hope that the right people are hearing the message, you know. I mean, if we come together, the problem to me is, you know, we come together and everybody feels that energy and that power for the evening, and then they get up tomorrow morning and do the same things that they've been doing. So hopefully, you know, we could take it really to heart.
Better listen to your mother, folks. From the latest Mosaic Project titled Love and Soul, here is one of the last recording efforts ever by the late Natalie Cole, as she sings with Terry Lynn Carrington and the all-female band come Sunday on Jazz America from VOA 1.
In the eyes of eternity, the essence is neither round nor square. Music is but a drop in the ocean of life in the eyes of eternity. Neither round nor square in the eyes of eternity. The blessed love and soul, beautiful, soulful love, love and soul.
Shine up in the sky. When just clouds passing by. Every troubled mind, come someday, oh, come someday, that's the day, yeah, ooh, yeah,
Well, I found room for Alfredo Rodriguez and his song Kaleidoscope from his new release, Tocororo. He'll be playing at the Detroit Jazz Festival 2016. Here's one more piece from the artist in residence making a grand homecoming to his hometown. Here's Ron Carter and the WDR Big Band from his album My Personal Songbook with the song 8.
We'll be right back.
What a grand homecoming it will be for Detroit native Ron Carter. He is the artist in residence playing each one of the 4 days with special concerts at this year's Detroit Jazz Festival. That was his song 8 with the WDR Big Band from Mr. Carter's latest release, My Personal Songbook. On the next Jazz America, festival season continues as we return to the Newport Jazz Festival to talk to the great saxophonist Joe Lovano and his very talented vocalizing wife, Judy Silvano, backstage before Joe's performance there. We'll hear from his latest release recorded in 2005 at Newport next week on Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. I hope you'll join me then.